Blog Talk Radio.
Me. Trust in me. Rejuvenation, recuperation, whatever re you want to embrace,
you know. But now it's time to get back to the grind and do the good work. And I am thankful to be fighting back-to-back in this foxhole of faith with my fellow ambassador, Sandra Lewis. And I am Ambassador Winston Lewis, and we are here back-to-back. How you feeling? And good morning, dear guest host.
I am blessed and honored to be here this morning. As you said, sometimes, as much as we never take a vacation from ministry, sometimes we take a vacation from the, as you said, the grind of the producing and, you know, the actual activity of the broadcast. But I am so grateful that we are here.
Yes, surely. And with bated breath and the necessity of speaking a good word in due season, surely it is humbling to be called to do so, to stand guard, to uphold these truths that are, as we see, so necessary to uphold in a time where there's so much confusion about these basic things, you see. And we shall see this today as we present Kingdom Foundational Truth Number 7, L-O-V-E. If you were a little slow on the uptake of the introduction by take 6, that's love, love,
yes.
Love. Powerful, powerful subject.
Mm-hmm.
But before we go there, before we go further, we must give due diligence by approaching the throne of grace. So if you all join me in a word of prayer. O Heavenly Father, in your Son Jesus' name, we truly thank and praise you for another day that you blessed us to see. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise for our lives, our health, and our strength. We thank you for this opportunity to come together, to break bread, to sound the clarion call, to bring light to your truth, to uphold it and stand by it and represent it in all these things. We pray a special prayer for all those listening on now and in the future, praying for their deliverance, praying for their victory in their lives and everything that they face, praying for their enlightenment, that surely as you've enlightened us and revealed your truths, Lord, we pray that the message will be relayed to someone else, that their heart may be pricked to draw nearer to you. Oh, Lord, we even pray for those who are on the fence, those who are not sure of who you are, those who have denied you, those who don't know you. We particularly pray, oh, great God, that you will shine your light in their heart and draw them ever nearer to you. For this is our prayer and our asking that your will be done. Your praise go forth and word and glory be thine. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, yes. Sister Lewis, if you will introduce them to Kingdom Foundational Truth subject today.
Yes. And this is live, and so you can call in for the live broadcast at 914-803-4491 and press 1 if you'd like to speak or join the chat. Hear ye, hear ye. The clarion call continues to sound the call to unity. Kingdom Foundational Truth is inviting all believers to join the Revive Revolution to unite as Christ's kingdom. We are continuing to expand our voice, and we need to hear from you. This is your opportunity to declare unification of God's kingdom in this earth. All we ask is that you simply call us at our toll-free number, and that is 1-844-755-KUMN or 5866 at extension 801. And you would leave a message up to 3 minutes long expounding on foundational truth, whatever that foundational truth is that month. So this month is Foundational Truth Number 7, which is love, and it's a little late to leave that message now, but for next month you'll have that number. And then you can find this information on our website. This is a grand opportunity to discuss what this subject means to you, what it means to you, and what you would want, what you believe every Christian should know about the subject, second nature. And then, if you would like, let us know what ministry you represent or any other pertinent information you would like us to promote by 6 o'clock p.m. the Thursday before the broadcast airs. Therefore, come and let us reason together.
Thank you, Ambassador Sandra. Truly, thank you for your support and your soothing voice, which carries that message much better than probably I could. You know, our usual format here in these latter days is to expand these voices. The whole idea as ambassadors is to represent this word, to facilitate the table, if you will, where we can reason, the platform where we can reason together. Despite our denominational differences and the barriers that keep us apart, this is an opportunity for us to reach across aisles, reach across denominational barriers, if you will, for the sake of being one, united, and stronger and more powerful in this world, that the Lord's presence is known through his people. And, you know, as ambassadors, you know, to understand why we take this stand and why we've been deemed as such, we go to 2 Chronicles 5:20, which says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." Mm-hmm. Our whole mission is that we represent reconciliation, a coming back together, a reestablishment, a unification movement, if you will, for all believers to come together. That is truly our mission. It is the overall mission of Kingdom United Ministries Network, and it is the base on which Kingdom Foundational Truths stand today, as well as presenting these basics of Christianity while reserving the right to go deeper. When you go to our website at kingdomcomenet.com, www.kingdomcomenet.com, and click on the Kingdom Foundational Truth tab, you see our theme somewhere around there, you know, that Kingdom Foundational Truths is an open conversation of foundational truths that every Christian should know second nature. We will highlight the basic principles of faith while reserving the right to go deeper with open discussion. Therefore, come and let us reason together is our theme. But as Ambassador Sonder brought out, you can join the conversation at any time. That 800 number is there where you can leave a message. And if you look at the previous broadcasts of this year, you'll see how our voices have expanded in various ministries have participated, people representing those ministries. It's an opportunity to also promote your ministry, which is one of our tenets of Kingdom United Ministries Network, to unite, promote, and expand the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we're all about expanding and broadcasting Christ's kingdom, uniting, because that's where our strength lies. And thereby it brings us to this subject, Kingdom Foundational Truth number 7. We've arrived at 7. We've come through with the previous 6, which, as we purport, that these are things that every Christian should know. Kingdom Foundational Truth number 1, God the Father. Number 2, Jesus the Son. Number 3, the Holy Spirit. Number 4, the Trinity, the 3 as 1. Number 5, the Holy Bible, by which we obtain our knowledge of these entities. Then there's number 6, salvation, where the responsibility is transferred to mankind, where the focus is on how we are included in God's great divine plan, you see, and how we are introduced. And that thereby brings us to love, you see, the vehicle by which all these things travel, the gravity, if you will, that draws all of these things together. You see, love, Sister Lewis, what is the first, your first impression of that word love?
My first impression, and I believe as it is now, the first impression that I get now is God. That God is love.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that because God's love to me is unfathomable.
Mm-hmm.
And like his word is so much higher than ours. And like his word, it never returns to him void.
Mm-hmm.
God's word, God's love produces.
Okay.
And so if you don't want me to run with it,
well,
you better stop me now.
truth be told, of course I can appreciate that. And I may have tried to weigh the question because, truth be told, first impression, for instance, as a child,
mm-hmm.
what... when you heard that word and it began to formulate images in your mind,
mm-hmm.
what was your first impression?
A
That's what I mean, because I like the way that you broke it down when you say now.
Mm-hmm.
When I hear love, I think of God.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get right back to that.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to go with if you can recall that first impression of what love was.
A strong light.
Okay. Strong light.
A strong light.
Now, if you will expound on that a little bit more.
I loved ice cream.
Okay.
I loved my mom.
Mm-hmm.
I loved my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that they loved me.
Okay.
It was a... And my first impression, I guess, as a child was love was conditional.
Okay.
If this, then that.
Okay.
So I equated love by my behaviors and things of that nature.
Okay.
If I did well, then I would be loved.
Okay.
If I didn't do well, I may not be loved.
Mm-hmm.
So... as a child, that was the way that I saw love.
Okay. All right. Interesting. And, you know, this is such a vast subject, such a even powerful subject. But I'm recalling, and the reason why I went there is because, you know, making it plain, we're living in a climate where this love, this word love, is so abused, misused, mishandled, if you will, and misunderstood. And we are here to make it clear, not to say that we have all the answers, but what we found as we deal with God, God's word, we've come to know these truths to be just that, truth. So as we come in this world, we're learning, and I can appreciate what you said as a child, recalling, you know, going way back when. And my first impression, I guess...
it wasn't that way back when.
I'm sorry, I don't mean offend you, but you
Moses wasn't in my kindergarten class.
Well, truth be told, you weren't born yesterday. Let's put it that way. Just as I was not born yesterday, and not to offend as much as to to respect your wisdom, to recognize that you have sage advice, you see, and have the ability to expound and articulate your innermost. Now, my first impression, I can appreciate what you said about it was conditional. You know, now we can articulate these things. But I can look back and remember my first solid recollections of life. And one of my first impressions of love was my mother, because we spent all time together. My mother was at home with me as she raised me my early years. And, all I knew was someone who was taking care of me, someone who, even when she disciplined me, she would hug me not long after. She would dry my tears. I could tell as a child that she meant well for me. She was concerned about my well-being and everything. I could call on her and she would be there. She would have an answer. I would ask her things and she would give me an answer. She would do whatever it took. She fed me, she clothed me, she kept me, she bathed me. And this was my first impression of love. And it was what I can remember. My mother being there all the time, and the love that my mother had for me was obvious, and that's what I embraced as the image, that warmth, that embraceable power.
Mm-hmm.
There was something that made me gravitate to her, and I needed her, you see. And I loved that when she was present, it made me comfortable and secure.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm taking these first impressions, what you had and what I spoke on, and you are welcome to join the conversation at 914-803-4491 or join us in the chat. Drop a word and we'll respond. But it's this impression that I got and gathered that I built on and wondered where that came from. There was something intrinsic in me, something natural that was ever making me to wonder, where does this come from? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
At some point I realized that I came into this story and it was already being told. I had entered the play and it was already in the process. I joined the journey and they were already moving forward, you see. This journey of life, you see, there are ones who came before me. And being raised in the church and going to church often as a child, I learned this very verse here. 1 John 4:8. Very basic. To understand, and it piqued my interest about what love truly is. 1 John 4:8, if you will, Sister Lewis, I love when you tag team with me with that amplified version. You know, I like the love technology and electronics. If you plug this word in, it brings it to us today. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I also like the poetic prose of the King James, and I usually start there. 1 John 4:8 reads, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Early on, learn that truth. God is love. You have.
He who does not love has not become acquainted with God, does not and never did know him, for God is love.
You know, that says so much. The first part of that scripture is a descriptive of how we enter into this world, not understanding, not realizing the great truths of life. we come in and the process is already underway. We come in, it's almost like in the middle of the scene. We come in and in the middle of the ride. We come in and the roller coaster has already started. We come in and we're at the top, about to go down the Great Dip. I'm still vacation minded, see. One of my favorite pastimes. But the truth of the matter is, it's along the way that we learn these truths. And I heard that early on, that God is love.
Mm-hmm.
And even as a child, I then was conflicted with all of the other things that I saw God responsible for in the Bible. You know, they have a term these days they've coined, I don't know who coined it, but when you have the great calamities of the world or you have some great cataclysmic happening, they term it, it happened of great biblical proportion, if you will,
mm-hmm.
because we saw the great calamities, say, of when the children of Israel were delivered from Egypt. You saw things happen on the scale of biblical proportion, meaning, you know, the river turning to blood and waves of locusts and flies and such. You know, that was biblical proportion, the floods of Noah's day. It was of biblical proportion. And you saw these things that God was responsible for. And you know, when there were, when he raised up his nation, you know, there were times where he sent them to slaughter people of biblical proportion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the great things and the great cataclysms of the world that God was responsible for. When he punished his people, it was of great biblical proportion with famines and such, you see, earthquakes. And, you know, it made me wonder, this is love? God is love? But yes, this too is love. You see, it all falls under the category of who God is. When we look at everything that God is, from the warmth of your mother's touch to the great biblical proportions which brings this world into balance, it displays God's love. Thereby we are set on this journey. But when you read that passage, coming back to the basics, because this is the other thing I love, yes, I love about God's word and his truths, is that though they be of great biblical proportion,
mm-hmm.
they are in nature so simple.
Mm-hmm.
So coming back to this passage, 1 John 4:8, what are your impressions? Let's say of the first part first.
I'm going to, actually, this chapter was included in part of what I saw God as.
Mm-hmm.
And what I see God as perfect, his God's love as being perfect, being complete and whole. Unlike us, God is able to see the end from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
He knows everything about everyone. His love, like his word, is alive.
Mm-hmm.
And it works in us, through us, and around us. And like his word, is sharper than any double-edged sword.
Mm.
Like his word, it cuts right through where the spirit and the soul meet. Where it says the joints meet the marrow, and it's quick to judge the reflections and attitudes of the heart. And that's found in Hebrews 12.
Mm-hmm.
What I love about God's love
mm-hmm.
is that, unlike us, we don't know the end from the beginning. The word says that God knows those who are his. And his thoughts, like his word, is higher than our thoughts. It knows things that we can't even fathom. And so when I look at God's love being perfect, I'm going to jump down to 1 John 4:17, where it says, here is how love has been brought to maturity with us. And I'm reading from the Complete Jewish Bible. I've come to appreciate the phrasing and the wording in the Complete Jewish Bible. But it says, here is how love has been brought to maturity with us. As the Messiah is, so are we in the world. This gives us the confidence for the day of judgment. There is no fear in love. On the contrary, love that has achieved its goal gets rid of fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The person who keeps fearing has not been brought to maturity in regard to love. We ourselves love now because he loved us first. And if anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For if a person does not love his brother whom he has seen, then he cannot love God whom he has not seen. Yes, this is the command we have from him. Whoever loves God must love his brother too. So God's love is perfect. So that's what I get from that.
I see. You know, surely it is. And, you know, in our previous, and this is what we believe, in our previous foundational truths, you know, they all, and this is the power of these 12, and I challenge you, you know, let me know if these are not the ones that we all as Christians should know. And yes, second nature.
Mm-hmm.
This should be as familiar with us as our names are. This should be as familiar with us as the alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
We should know who God is. As that scripture, right. 1 John 4, 8, displayed, if someone doesn't love, they don't know God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And this is the great mystery of the world today. It is the great problem of the world today.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I challenge the other religions that are not based on these Christian tenets, that these tenets of this Bible, because many, as you see, go forward in their religiosity, displaying the things that they believe, but they have nothing to do with the well-being of all of humankind. It brings us to the other theme, thematic scripture of power, John 3:16. You see, one which is so very familiar when it comes to Christianity, as many these days have adapted it as the theme of the Bible, a word spoken to Nicodemus the Pharisee. As he came to Christ to understand who he was, who he truly was.
Mm-hmm.
And these words were almost a by-the-way type thing.
Yeah.
As Christ was describing how a man needed to be born again, you see. He summed these things up with this passage. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. this love that God had. Okay? This is the greatest display of his love, his giving his son, the sacrifice of himself. And it is one of the greatest signs of love is this sacrifice, this giving, you see. And what's so powerful about that, and as, you know, we've done in another one of our broadcasts, Dying to Be Married in particular, we had a series on love. We looked at the various levels of love, and, you know, even in your expressions today, you spoke of how love was to you as a child, a strong like, showing the different levels.
Right.
Loving ice cream in comparison to loving your parents.
Mm-hmm.
But this love that God so had in that theme, John 3:16, encompasses the great vastness of what love is, this agape love, this unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the difference of the God kind of love versus our love for ice cream, you see. And I love ice cream before 9 p.m. It's just that these days, I can't love it after 9 p.m. because of my lactose intolerance. No more ice cream after 9 p.m.
Right.
But before
but
that,
way back in the day, you
could. No, see, it's not that way back. I'll take from you. But my love for it is not the same as this unconditional love that we're learning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the good news of it.
Yeah.
It's a process.
Exactly.
It's so vast that it takes a lifetime to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And so vast that God includes us in the plan to learn it in an eternity, as John 3:16 purports. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that's our inclusion,
right,
believes the simplicity of our induction,
right,
shall not perish. We won't die.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll have everlasting, an everlasting opportunity to learn to love.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it really takes that long.
Mm-hmm.
After all, look at us.
Exactly.
Look at this world.
Yeah.
Look at how we're getting it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But the good news is God's love is so deep and so powerful and so perfect.
Yeah.
He's patient enough.
Yes.
To allow us to learn it.
Exactly.
And we're learning it bit by bit.
Yeah.
No big steps, no chunks, no shortcuts. Mm-hmm. We're learning to love. How? By relating to each other.
Yeah.
Goes back to what 1 John 4:8 spoke of.
Mm-hmm.
He that doesn't love knows not God. You don't know love if you don't know God.
Right.
It's a relational thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got to relate.
Yep.
My first impression was of a relationship. My first impression of love was my relationship with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
It was what was so obvious. You couldn't tell me anything different. I knew my mother loved me. Thereby, I loved her. But I learned that that's how we love God, because he first loved us.
Right.
All of this that life provides, all of the goodness. And, yes, I've learned that even the bad works together, for our good.
Exactly.
Mm.
Exactly.
Reigns on the just as well as the unjust.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing.
Exactly.
You see, all of these things that seem so terrible, and I'm going to pass it right back to you. I see you chomping at the bit. We probably have to get a commercial break in here somehow. But just right quick, bringing it to us today to make it real, to make it manifest, to get your hands on it, to grab a hold and make it tangible.
Right.
In the recent mass shooting in South Carolina. You saw love.
Exactly.
Huh? The God kind of love. Yes, birthed out of calamity. Birthed, and stemmed from hatred. when those innocent lives were taken in that moment by that shooter, filled with hate, you saw love emerge from that tragedy. Keep it in mind, that is a current example of the same love that Jesus spoke of to Nicodemus that night. For God so loved the world. Yes, this world full of hate. This world full of destruction. This world full of ISIS. This world full of Al-Qaeda. This world full of Confederate heart.
Evil.
God so loved it. Loved the people in it. He loved everything about it to this extent that he gave his, how did he give his son? He gave it in the hands of this evil and let them do with it. And that showed God's love. It went beyond my understanding and recollection that my love was this warm thing, a warm and fuzzy thing that my mother made me feel when I was a child. It showed me that other side of love, too. In that I will do what it takes for your betterment. Come on.
You know, it's so much there.
I'm sorry, I didn't get to this point. This is the one thing I'm going to pass right to you. I promise.
That's okay.
How people reacted showed the love of God when all in them should have been, we want to retaliate. We need to see justice. We need to, and as much as they still speak justice and justice is necessary, the love that brought people together, that crossed racial lines, denominational barriers, stature, gender, that love, emerged from that calamity.
Love.
That is a display of God's love. If you're not a believer, look, take a look at such things. And this shows the God kind of love. Come
on,
Sister Lewis.
That was 1 John 4:17. Here is how love has been brought to maturity. That's why I love this translation. Maturity denotes a process. It didn't happen overnight. It grew to this place. Maturity with us. As the Messiah is, so are we in this world. For God so loved the world that he gave, and I'm this is Sandra's amplification, that he gave his beloved son as the very sin that he hates. That whoever, that young man,
him too,
who took the lives of believers, loved ones, people that God loves, and him included, that if he believes, because as the Messiah is, so are we in this world. Families that said, we're praying for you. As the Messiah is, so are we in this world. Father, forgive him, for he knows not what he does. As the Messiah is, so are we in this world. Herein is this love brought to maturity. It's perfected. That as the Messiah is,
that's right,
so are we in this world.
Surely. You see, and that has been passed down to us. It is our responsibility as believers. It is why we are going through these foundational truths. Some may scoff and say, oh, I know the basics of Christianity. But when you begin to unpack and unfurl these truths, you get so much out of it. It's so much more than just basics. It's so much more than an alphabet. It's more than A, B, C, 1, 2, 3.
Right.
It's all the things that those letters and numbers form. which produces many tongues beyond our recollection, tongues that were long lost, ancient languages. This language of love still resounds.
Yes.
And sometimes it goes beyond description, but it brings us back to the necessity of why we need to dissect it, discuss it, embrace it, and become it. And yes, like Take Six says, spread it. We're going to take a quick word from our sponsor, but we're going to come back with a little bit more. We may even go deeper. You are listening to a broadcast being brought to you by Kingdom United Ministries Network.
The mission of Kingdom United Ministries Network is to unite, promote, and expand the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the sake of souls. The vision of this ministry can be found within the theme of Matthew 25, verses 33 through 45, which in essence is what you have done to the least of these, you've done to me. We invite you to visit our website at www.kingdomcomenet.com. That is www.kingdomcomenet.com. Through this network of ministry broadcasts and online features, we are touching the world for the kingdom.
Our weekly broadcast, which airs each Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m., Dying to be Married with Winston and Sandra Lewis, deals with the true process of holy matrimony between a man and a woman and Christ and the church, so they are no longer two but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate. Matthew 19:6.
Our monthly lineup is the first through the fourth Saturday of each month at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and can be accessed via their web pages listed on the website of Kingdom United Ministry Network. There you will also find previous archives and relative ministry resources.
For our women's ministry, which airs on the first Saturday of the month, we have Naomi's Daughters, hosted by Ambassadors and Women on Fire, Sandra Lewis, Latoya Walker, Kathy Thompson, and Sister Linda Mariah. Stop by Kingdom's Kitchen for inspirational blogs. And visit our sister site, Minister Debbie Miranda's Radiant Tree Productions, LLC, for holistic health and organic skin and hair care products and information. Find us on Facebook.
On the second Saturday is Kingdom Foundational Truths, highlighted by Ambassadors Winston Lewis and Antonio McCoy, which is an open conversation of foundational truths that every Christian should know second nature, highlighting the basic principles of Christian faith, while reserving the right to go deeper and prompting open discussion.
On the third Saturday, we have Kept on Campus, which is a ministry that broadcasts serve as a monthly forum for young adults to tune in and discuss what's happening on our campuses, both physically and spiritually. Join the conversation and encourage others to participate as well. Let's talk about what's happening on your campus, in your community, or in your life. Find us on Facebook at https://kept on campus.
And on the fourth Saturday, Kingdom Kids Network. Kingdom Kids Network is our youth ministry and is hosted by Junior Ambassadors Clinton
and Imani, and we are
Kingdom Kids.
Together, we are reaching our peers, talking about the challenges of our youth and the solutions of Jesus Christ.
Visit our website and view other ministry features and resources, including previous guest websites, Bible resources, blogs, and much, much more. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, visit our expansion and donation page, where a secure donation can be made, or write us and mail in your donation to Kingdom United Ministries Network, P.O. Box 51661, Kalamazoo, Michigan, 49005. If you'd like to be a guest on any of our broadcasts or are led to become a part of this network, send us an email by going to the broadcast page and provide us your contact and ministry information, or send to KUMN at KingdomComeNet.com. Follow us on Blog Talk, or send us your email or social media information for regular updates. And as always, you are welcome.
Yes, yes. Welcome back once again to Kingdom Foundational Truths. We are focusing on Kingdom Foundational Truth number 7, love. All that it is, all that it's meant to be, and meant to be. We have established that God is love, and we are running with the truth of this, and surely we're not going to be able to cover this whole subject today. We were meant to introduce this in our expanded voices. This will give you the opportunity next month on the second Saturday between now and then to call in on your responses. You can you'll be able to see our blogs on our web page and throughout social media to remind you as we put forth some scintillating tidbits to draw you into this conversation, because ultimately our goal is to unite, promote, and expand God's kingdom. However that may be, this is just a platform to get us started, to get the conversation going.
Mm-hmm.
But love, such a powerful thing.
Yes, it
so
is.
Much here.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why we're clarifying these truths, because love has been so misconstrued more and more.
Mm-hmm.
In many instances, God tells us what it's not. And in it's his word that we respect. This is why we speak on the Holy Bible as a foundational truth, because it's where we understand God's expression. We understand what God articulates to
mm-hmm.
be true.
Right.
You see, it's where we get truth.
Mm-hmm.
You see. And, you know, it's our barometer, it's our standard, and, you know, it's how we know right from wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You see. And as we have learned all of these things, as we've come more mature as adults, it's been through a process. It's been through experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the truth of how we've come to know God's word to be true. Because we've put it into practice. We've implemented it in our lives. We've taken it serious. And we've seen how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And these truths are proven. We have a caller.
Yes. We have a caller. Your last four numbers are 1883. If you would state your first name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, Ambassador LaToya Walker, calling here from Kalamazoo, Michigan. How are you all?
Well,
we are
God.
Blessed. Thanks so much for calling in, Ambassador LaToya.
Yes, I had to call in. I know you don't have long on the broadcast, but I had to call in and just say, just the other day, I was talking to my husband about, and love was the topic of conversation, and mm-hmm. I was saying, I never realized what love really was, as far as relationship-wise, until I became older. I think when I was younger, I thought love was that feeling that you get when someone makes you happy, and love is just so, it's beautiful and it's butterflies. But I have learned that real love, real agape love, it has many dimensions to it, because it is not always pleasant. It's not always joyful. It's you have to really go on a lot when you are exuding agape love for the people around you and in your life.
Right.
When it comes down to it, there's so many different topics and so many different things that we can talk about regarding love, because there are times in love where you have to love someone enough to let them go. You have to love someone enough to stay and deal with things. You have to love someone enough to sacrifice. There's so many different realms that come with real love. I mean, Jesus died on the cross for love, and that didn't feel good.
That's right.
Yes.
It didn't feel good to be tortured, to be hung from a cross. So that in itself lets us know love isn't always pleasant, but true love, real agape love, is the absolute response to have with one another, and not just the filial love that we have for our brothers and sisters, you know, those who look like us, those who talk like us. This is for agape love is everybody.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Yes.
So profound.
That
we,
is.
We thank you, dear Ambassador, truly a woman on fire.
Yes. Yes, she is.
And, oh, my goodness, wow, what happened to the time?
You know,
were we having fun? You know,
yes, we have.
I tell you what, Ambassador,
I have to do this shameless plug, because if you did not hear Naomi's Daughters this month, it was a compilation of best ofs, and Ambassador LaToya gave a word at the end of that broadcast, and it is worth going back to listen to that broadcast.
Surely.
And if you miss, if you want to hear the broadcast and in its entirety that that word was given, you'll want to go back to, I believe it was May, when we had that original broadcast. So,
you know, and Sister LaToya, if you would invite someone to Christ who doesn't know him as we close.
I sure will. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, all you have to do is say, Father, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior today. I understand and I know that he died on the cross for my sins and for my transgressions. By his stripes, I am healed and I am made whole. And Father God, for those who say those words today, we ask that you would strengthen them, that you would give them the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to walk out any and all tasks that you have laid up for them, Father. Father God, we pray and ask blessings, Lord, for Kingdom United Ministries Network, Lord, for all those who are involved, for all those who listen, for all those who support, Father God. We just come to you and ask, Lord, that you would just open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that none have room enough to receive, Father God. But in the end, let us give you thanks and praise, because it's not that we deserve anything that you've given to us, Father God, but because that you are good, that your love is agape love, that you love us unconditionally, regardless of what we do, what we say, and our imperfections. And in this, we can rest in you, Father, and be sure that we are loved, that we are your children, and that you have nothing but the best in store for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you for your participation, Ambassador LaToya.
Yes.
Thank you all for joining.
Thank you all.
And
thank you so much.
We look forward to breaking bread with you next second Saturday for Kingdom Foundational Truths. Continuing with number 7, the learning how to love.
Lord Jesus.